Chapter 1. Crowded behind a table with her two employees and her guest author, Tricia Miles, owner of the Haven't Got a Clue mystery bookstore, held the left end of the sheet cake and flashed her most winning smile. "Cheese," she called along with the others. "Oh, darn," Franny Mae Armstrong said from behind her digital camera. As the only member of the Tuesday Night Book Club who owned such a camera, Franny had been designated the group's official photographer for all signing events. Behind her, Tricia's older by 5 years sister Angelica flapped her hands in the air, encouraging them all to smile brightly. Her grin was positively demonic. Tricia fought the urge to deck her. A sigh from her near right and the muttered, "Get on with it," also grated on Tricia's nerves. Historical mystery author Zoe Carter turned her head and sighed as well, her patience waning, not with Franny, but with her assistant, who shifted from foot to foot. "Kimberly, please." Kimberly Peters, a skinny, bored 20-something in a wrinkled gray suit, ran a hand through her shaggy straw-colored hair and sighed. Franny laughed nervously, pressed the button, and the flash went off. Tricia's facial muscles relaxed as Franny studied the miniature screen on the back of the camera. "Oh, Mr. Everett, you must have blinked. Let's go for another one." She moved the viewfinder back against her eye. In his late 70s, William Everett was Tricia's oldest yet newest employee. He gave her an anxious glance. "Do you mind?" Tricia asked the best-selling author. "Of course not," Zoe said patiently. "I'm here for all my fans." "Say cheese," Franny encouraged in her strongest Texas twang. Dutifully, Tricia, Zoe, Mr. Everett, and Tricia's other employee, Ginny Wilson, at 24 the baby of the group, complied. The flash went off, and Franny inspected the results. "Perfect." A round of applause from Angelica and the members of the Tuesday Night Book Club greeted her announcement. Zoe's talk had gone well, if not spectacularly. Though she'd spoken in little more than a monotone, the 20 or so shoppers who'd crowded into the narrow bookstore for what was the last stop on Zoe's first and only national book tour had listened politely. Most of them had also picked up more than one copy of the book, for friends, family, and in some cases, to put away and never be read. Signed first editions could be valuable, even for New York Times bestsellers like Zoe Carter. Stoneham's master baker, Nikki Brimfield, and her assistant, Steve Fenton, took charge of the eats table, assembling napkins, plates, and plastic cutlery. Zoe sat down behind the stack of books on the larger of the two tables, away from the frosting and punch, and picked up her gold cross pen, ready to sign. Kimberly leaned back against a bookshelf and folded her arms over her chest, looking aggrieved. Franny was the first in line, clutching three copies of Zoe's last book, Forever Cherished. She thrust her free hand forward, shaking Zoe's arm so forcefully the petite woman was nearly pulled from her chair. "I sure am glad to meet you at last, Ms. Carter. I'm the receptionist over at the Chamber of Commerce. My boss, Bob Kelly, has spoken to you a number of times."
Yes, I believe I remember him," Zoe said, with a hint of scorn in her voice.
Franny missed it. "I just started reading mysteries a few months back, after meeting Tricia," she said, flashing a grateful smile in Tricia's direction. "Of course, my very favorite author is Nora Roberts. What a storyteller, and you're guaranteed at least 3 books a year from her, not counting the one she writes as J.D. Robb."
Kimberly rolled her eyes. "That hack? A reader can get dizzy from all that head-hopping. And her prose. Don't get me started."
Franny's jaw dropped, and Tricia stood by, both aghast at this assault on one of the romance genre's icons.
"Kimberly, why don't you go outside for a cigarette break?" a tight-lipped Zoe suggested. "It's cold. And anyway, you know I'm trying to cut down."
But, Franny sputtered.